Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Chaitanya would go every evening with his associates to the bank of the river Ganga. He would sit with the devotees in a semicircle and he would discuss philosophy. And then he would say, Mother Ganga is our mother. Let us go and take a bath in her. after playing many different, very joyful pastimes in the river, which is the mother for all devotees, the Lord went out, came out of the waters, and there was a servant who had a wonderful white garland of jasmine flowers, which he offered to his dear Lord with great affection. Then the devotees surrounded Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and went straight to the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. In Srivas Thakur's courtyard, there was sometimes a maidservant called Dukhi, the unhappy one. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go down to take his bath in the Ganga, but instead stayed in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur and asked, "Please give me a Ganga bath here." The maidservant Dukhi brought the water from the Ganga, one clay pot, a second clay pot, a third clay pot, and bathed and saw how the Lord was bathed in the Ganga water. And then she saw how the Lord danced and danced and danced and saw the tears of ecstasy gliding down Mahaprabhu's lips. From that moment, Dukhi was transformed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Dukhi and said, "Dukhi, dance!" Dukhi began to shout, "Gauranga!" and dance and dance and dance. From that day on, she was no longer called Dukhi, the unhappy one, but Sukhi, the happy one. This makes a point. If you can do service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you become happy. If you do not do service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you remain Dukhi. But by devotional service, you become, you know everything. Now, one evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just performing his kirtan. It happened that Srivas Thakur's son died of a disease and went back to Lord Narayan in the spiritual world. When Srivas Thakur was called from the kirtan to come to the room where his son had just died, the ladies wept, "Oh, oh, oh," and cried. But as Srivas Thakur looked at his dead son and then at his wife and the other ladies, he said, "Ladies, why do you cry? Our son is very, very happy. I wish I would die like that. The Supreme Personality of Godhead danced in our house and he left his body at that time. Isn't that auspicious?" And the Supreme Personality of Godhead danced and cried in ecstasy in our house. And the son left at that time. Isn't that auspicious? Keep your crying in your heart. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead hears that you are weeping, it will break the ecstasy of his dancing. And when that will happen, I will go to the Ganga and drown myself in the waters of the mother. From that moment, the ladies didn't dare to cry even in their dream. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the other side, danced and danced. He sometimes stopped and looked at his devotees and shouted, "Dance!" And his devotees started to jump. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, and as he jumped up and came back on the ground, the whole earth shook from the ecstasy of the dancing. After 7.5 hours had passed, not 1 hour, evening aarti, 7.5 hours had passed, Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan and said, "My heart does not feel any joy today. There is unhappiness in this house. What has happened?" By and by, the devotees had been informed. Psh, 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 psh. The sun has died. Psh, 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 psh. The sun has died. Psh, 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 psh. The sun has died. And they felt naturally very sad because Srivastava's son has left, had left them. So they said, "My Lord, there is unhappiness in this house because the sun has died." "Why didn't anyone tell me?" Srivas Thakur did not want to disturb your ecstasy, my Lord, and he personally forbade us to tell you that the sun has died. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the love which Srivas Thakur had for him, he cried in ecstasy and said, "How can I give up your company, Srivas?" Speaking these words, the Lord wept. He said, "How can I leave the company of a person who out of love for me does not even know grief for his own son's death?" Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Speaking in this way, Lord Chaitanya wept greatly. Hearing these glorious words, everyone became thoughtful in his heart. Among themselves, the devotees discussed the meaning of the Lord's words. How can I leave the company of a person who, out of love for me, does not even know grief for his own son? Everyone was bewildered. No one understood. I have to explain to you, the devotees thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always stay amongst them. What was the question of leaving? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will stay in Navadvip. This was the common understanding. He is now here. He will always be here. No one knew what we will hear in the Serbian summer camp tomorrow, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually had a plan to save the whole world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually had a plan to leave Navadvip to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Bring me to the son who has left the body. Oh yes, my Lord. Do you want to see him? I want to see the son of someone who is dearer than life itself to me. Bring me to your son, Srivas, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the dead body, he asked, why did you leave Srivas' house? a sudden, the boy returned back to life and replied, "Lord, it is you who control my destiny, who has the power to act against your will." When the devotees of the Lord heard that the boy had just returned from the kingdom of the death, they were astonished. The boy continued, "I have already experienced the days that were reserved for me in this body. Now my time has ended. I cannot stop that end. Now I must go to the city of another body. Please be merciful. I cannot stop my destiny. Please benedict me that I may not forget you." And then the boy looked around and he asked a question. Dear devotees, listen to this question, especially because you are in Serbia. "Who is anyone's father, O Lord? Who is anyone's son? All these roles in the cosmic theater are arranged as a result of one's own karma. Who is anyone's father? Who is anyone's son? It's all temporary arrangements arranged by one's karma. My auspicious days of staying in Srivasa's home are now past. Now I will do something else. Now I will go to another's home." And then the boy bowed down to Chaitanya. "I offer my respects to the feet of you and your associates. Please do not take my offenses very seriously. Now please give me permission to depart." After speaking these words, the boy became silent. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his wonderful pastimes. He took the body of the boy in his two powerful arms, and like a lion he walked down with all his devotees to Mother Ganga and gave the boy his last bath. How tenderly the Lord held the son of Srivas Thakur in his arms, and how tenderly he bathed him. Can anyone describe this with his own words? Even Mother Ganga was astonished, and she came out of the Ganga dressed in a clothing the color of liquid moonshine. And she took with her divine hands the body of the dead boy and waved him tenderly and lovingly in the waters. All the devotees who saw Mother Ganga accepting the son of Srivas Thakur were totally amazed and glorified the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, louder, please. Rama. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shyama.
Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Lord Nityananda ki, Shiva Sthaku San ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauni Thai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.